At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, November the 26th, as we head towards the Thanksgiving holiday. For a lot of you today, this will be your final day at work this week. Lucky you, we'll be here tomorrow for a Wednesday program before the Thanksgiving holiday. It'll be a football Friday on Wednesday, as it always is on Thanksgiving week. And today is, as you know, if you've been listening to The Fan at all, if you haven't yet, today is Hungathon Day 2019. I will get to all that in a minute. I was just listening to the sound bite at the top from Pat Shurmur. And, I mean, I just don't get it. I watch his press conferences after the game. And every week it's the same. And I hate to bring this name up, but it reminds me of Kotite during the 1-15 year, where every week it was, you know, we're in there, we're battling, we're trying, we're scratching, we're battling, you know, we're in there trying. And every week now he says, we're playing hard, we're battling, we're young, we're getting better, but we got to get back to the drawing board. Next opponent. And then today, he says this.
I see the young players improving. I see us competing in games, and we're just falling a little bit short. But I do think that there's improvement behind the scenes.
What is improvement behind the scenes? Are they playing games somewhere that we don't see? Because what we see is that they can't beat bad teams. They're usually non-competitive against the good teams. They let Trubisky, who was basically three quarters to the bench and who had been ranked below part-time quarterbacks this year in efficiency. He was ranked like 34th going into this week. He lit them up in the second half of the game and wound up passing for 280 yards. He hadn't had 280 yards in his last four games. The Jets had done nothing. They couldn't get an offensive touchdown until they found the Giants, and it turned their season around. It actually instilled confidence in them as players. And we're seeing progress. If not for a desperation 4th-and-15 play where the Bears just did a hideous job in the end zone, and they let Golden Tate go up and catch the ball, which give Golden Tate credit for, except for that Hail Mary on 4th-and-15, final score would have been 19-7. Against a bad team that couldn't beat anybody. This goes on every single week. The Giants have won one game legitimately this year. They won the Tampa game, but you know what? We all watch what happened. Their defense gave up the lead, and the guy just missed the chip shot field goal. Otherwise, they beat one team soundly this year, the Redskins. That's it. And they put a kid in who wasn't even prepared by the coach to play quarterback. And that's the only game that they actually had a legitimate, easy, you know, comfortable winning all year, and he's telling you that they're improving. He's telling you they're young. You're going to use the word young until the cows come home, because that's the only thing you can sell. When you're 7-20 as the Giant head coach, and you took over the team last year, and then you benched your veteran quarterback this year, put the kid in, and now you can't win a game. And you're just going along and losing game after and inventing ways to lose these games. The Bears tried everything they could to give the Giants the game last week. And then he embarrassed them by keeping his field on, team on the field on fourth down. Did anybody in their right mind think the Bears, who on third and short ran the worst play you've ever seen and lost yardage on it, that they were going to turn around and go on fourth down? That he doesn't even realize he was allowed to run his people back on the field, and he doesn't get them back on the field for the punt, which causes him some precious field position. It was badly outcoached on the play. And this goes on week after week. I mean, this is now 7 straight losses, 2-9 this year, 7-20 in 2 years, and 17-43 as a head coach. And there's improvement behind the scenes, he wants you to believe. Behind the scenes. He can't tell you there's improvement on the field because we all know that isn't happening. So now he's got improvement behind the scenes, which means their practices are just Super Bowl caliber is what it comes down to. Or maybe it's in film study. Or maybe in the meetings. They might be all world in the meetings because they're behind the scenes. They're improving by leaps and bounds, but there's nothing happening on Sundays. I mean, think about this week where Aaron Rodgers, who got embarrassed last week, is coming in. They have been torn up by bad quarterbacks. Here comes Aaron Rodgers. That's a scary thought. They better get a monsoon or some kind of bad weather in that building this week, because they've been torched by everybody they've played all year. They have not stopped anybody, and they didn't even stop the Bears. And the first half, the Bears stopped themselves. Penalties, drop balls. At the tight end on a walk-in touchdown, he dropped the ball. And the next play, Trubisky throws a terrible interception. But this idea, they're young. We understand they're young. And that was the idea of putting a quarterback in. Put the quarterback in, buy another year. Change the debate. Make it not about wins and losses. Make it now about development. And now they're getting better where you can't see them. So you can't debate it because you can't see it. It's behind the scenes they're getting better. That's where they're better. Not getting better on Sunday. They're getting better leading up to Sunday. Sunday's going to happen soon. Imagine, I've never heard that before, getting better behind the scenes. Well, you know, this, he's got to live with, and listen, that's not pleasant for anybody to hear all those names circulating. But when you got a 7-20 record, you're going to hear, and I'm not buying this Jason Garrett name. I got to connect the dots there. First of all, he's got a job. And Jerry's never made him walk the plank. Secondly, you're going to tell me that the Cowboys are going to get rid of Jason and the Giants are going to get rid of Shermer and the Giants are going to hire Jason? You know, hire somebody in the same division who just got fired? I just don't see it. I just don't see it. Now, the name Matt Rule is starting to buzz around. Coached on the Giants. He's done a good job. That name is starting to buzz around. I've heard that name recently. I've heard a couple other names. But I just, the guy, listen, I'm sure the guys who were, you know, it's Albert Breer reported it, Rappaport reported it. So I'm sure they're hearing something from somebody. But, sometimes you got to just check where it's coming from. You know, it could come from the other side, too. It could come from agents. It can come from, I don't see Jason doing it. I really don't. I mean, he's got his hands full with what he's doing now. But I don't know where that's coming from. That one puzzles me. It really does. But listen, as I've said all year, I don't think the Giants want to change and bring another, put another voice into the young quarterbacks either already. I don't think they're trying to do that. I think they'd like some continuity, but they got to see some improvement on the field. I don't think you can sell the behind-the-scenes success that really I've never heard about before. Behind the scenes, they're getting better. So is that telling me you're preparing better for the games? But how would you know you're preparing better for the games if you keep losing the games and keep making silly mistakes and keep getting torched by every opposing defense, every opposing offense, keep getting torched time and time again? get beat on the same patterns every time. Make the same mistakes all the time. Can't get the running game going with a great young back who's kind of lost his way right now. Can't get him going at all. Kicker last year, well, I can't blame the kicker's a kicker. I mean, I can't blame the kicker on him, but the kicker's even gone sour. But better behind the scenes, that's a new one. How about getting better on Sunday? Sometime. I mean, this isn't the week where you expect a lot of hope. Maybe it's the week we don't expect it that we're going to get it finally. Still hard to see with what we've seen with the Giant defense, how it has melted against ordinary quarterbacks. Here comes the extraordinary quarterback. All right, now, Hungathon Day. A couple things. We got all the auction items. I'll get to those. You can make a donation or bid on any WFAN auction item right now at hungathon.org/WFAN. Hungathon.org/WFAN. You can also call and make a donation and bid on any auction item at 1-800-5-HUNGRY. That's 1-800-5-HUNGRY. 1-800-548-6479. 1-800-548-6479. Now, during this program from 3 to 6:30, and I'll get you the updates on the packages that are still open in a minute. During this program, from now until 6:30, any donation will be matched 50 cents on the dollar by the good folks from Casamigos Tequila. They're very generous with this. They're very generous always with everything we do. But that's very nice. And so if you give a dollar, they'll match with the 50 cents matching gift and donation. You give 10, they'll give 5. You give 20, they'll give 10, and on and on and on and on. This is from, obviously, the folks at Casamigos who are always behind all my programs and have always shown to be incredibly charitable with anything we've done here on The Fan. So we thank George Clooney and Randy Gerber, Mike Melman, and, of course, Leon Slider for their very, very charitable ways and for this gift to the Hungathon. Remember this wonderful product of theirs was basically made for their own consumption. They came up with this to basically make it for themselves and then took it and turned it into a knockout business. So to all of them, from George to Randy Gerber, who's a local guy, Five Towns guy, a Euler guy, from Mike Millman, and of course Lee, who is a guy I know very well and who was with Grey Goose and now has done a great job with Casamigos Tequila and is a partner of mine with some, we have some racehorses we own together. So he's a very good guy and very charitable, and we thank them for their generosity again this year. And again, anything donated during this program. So anything you send, anything you call in with, 1-800-5-HUNGRY, anything, dollar, $2, $3, $5, $10, $100, they'll match it, 50 cents on the dollar. So we thank them for that. And we'll have more on that in a little while. Now, closing right now, Giants package is at $28.50. So this is last call on that. Last call in the Maggie and Bart studio. Last call on the Red Bulls package. So those are getting ready to close, so get those in right now. The Giant package is at $28.50. Now, the closing at 6:30 will be this package that is the Mets Delta tickets. Well, let me give it to you right here. 4 Delta tickets to a Mets regular season game, plus batting practice access, plus complimentary parking. 2 tickets to see Billy Joel on December 11th at the Garden, plus a guitar signed by Billy Joel. 4 legend seats to a Yankee regular season game. That package will close. Those 3 packages will close. Here are the prices right now. The Mets Delta is $22.50. The Billy Joel tickets and guitar is at $1,600. The Yankee legend tickets are at $2,350. The face of the tickets is more than that. So that's where we are, and we'll close those. Then Steve's got something that'll close later tonight that concerns him, which he'll help you with later. We got 3 guitars. So I'll show them to you quick so you get a look and you can bid on these three guitars, okay? First up is this guitar by Train, okay? So self-explanatory right there. So you can bid on that at 1-800-5-HUNGRY. So there's the Train guitar. Here's the Billy Joel guitar that goes with the tickets to the Garden on December 11th. So here's the there's Billy's signature. There is the Billy Joel guarantee, you know, the official guarantee, the whole thing. So there's the Billy Joel guitar. It is a solid spruce, you know, guitar. Very nice. I know nothing about guitars, folks. And then lastly, I have auctioned this one off every year that I can remember. This is the Bruce Springsteen guitar, which he does the doodle, the whole thing, and we have auctioned one of these off every time that I've done this. I can't even remember how many times now, but always the same guitar, obviously. That is the standard Bruce Springsteen guitar that has become a staple to the Hungathon. And you also have all the giveaways that come with all the different donations. And Bruce has got a, you know, a hoodie on there and a T-shirt. And there's all different stuff for that. So that's where we are. We got a lot to do. Again, 1-800-5-HUNGRY. You'll hear from the Radiothon, the Hungathon people later on. They'll be on the show. 1-800-5-HUNGRY. 1-800-5-HUNGRY. 1-800-548-6479. Or you can do it online at hungathon.org/WFAN. So, and again, Casamigos, 50 cents on the dollar. We'll match every donation, so we thank them for that. We'll get everything else rolling right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.